Thanks for listening to The Rivers Podcast. For more information on this teaching, visit our website at theriver.info.
Fifth week, we're done after today with our series Where the Rubber Hits the Road. It's been a series where we've designed to take the things of faith that we read in the scriptures, the thing that we know about, and apply them to our day-to-day lives. Because the entire series, pay attention, was geared for movement. Movement. So let's get at the text. It's James chapter 1, verse 22 through 25. It's where we began 4.5 weeks ago, and it's where we end today. James would say, do not merely listen to the word. Somebody say, don't do it. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. That person would be goofy, wouldn't he? Back to the text. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law, that's the scriptures, that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. James 1, 22 through 25. Don't just listen to the word, do it. And you'll be blessed if you do. Don't just listen to the word, do it. And you'll be blessed if you do. Don't just listen to the word, do what it says, and you will be blessed if you do it. So I'm going to tell you right now, yet again, this Sunday, we're about ready to cancel service, make it a little shorter, to kick you out of here early, to give you things to do by way of the word, because the church of Jesus Christ, are you listening, was never meant to simply be a gathering of people. If we think that the church is just a gathering, we have missed the mark. The church is supposed to gather, but in the gathering, we are to be energized and inspired in God's presence to go out to do the real work of ministry, which is out there. And so very soon, I'm going to end this service and give you options to go bring the word of God in your life out there. The rubber's going to hit the road in your life very soon. I told you a few weeks ago that this is not the game. Everybody just shake your head like this. Let me say, This ain't the game, folks. This is halftime. Do you remember me saying that a couple weeks ago? And sometimes we tend to think that this is the game where we gather and we listen to worship and we listen to a teaching and we're like, yes, I've been a part of the game. But in reality, this ain't the game. This is halftime to gear you up and to gear me up to go out and engage in the game. And so very soon I'm going to kick you out. We're going to cut service short today. Now, a few things though about that. If you're a visitor, know that we don't do this every week. And so that's okay. Don't be freaked out. But it's probably good for you as a visitor to know that we believe God wants us to be change agents in our community. And kicking this body out early is a good thing to let visitors know we believe God wants to change Kalamazoo for the better. Amen. We also know that this shortening of the service, which we've done now a few times this year, it's either going to shrink the church or it's going to grow the church. It might just grow the church because some of you are going to go out there and you're going to have some amazing stories where you were God's vessel to bring his kingdom wherever you happen to go. And you're going to be encouraged and you're going to be inspired to have a faith that isn't simply a Sunday faith. And not all of you are there, but some of you are going to be even more inspired to take your faith to hit the road. But some of you are going to be like, man, I came to church to get an hour in. I came to church to be a spectator, to sit peacefully and quietly. I've had a long week. I need an hour just to sit, and that makes me mad when they cancel the service. Well, if that's you, well, maybe it will shrink the church, but I don't want it to. So if you're really bummed that I'm about ready to kick you out much earlier than you anticipated, let me just say this. Hang in there. Hang in there. Give it a try. Try it, you might. Yeah, try that again. Try it, you might. Just give it a try. And know that in the weeks to come, we'll get back to what we call normal, whatever that is. That is a longer-ish service where you can come and relax for a longer period of time. If it really disturbs you today that we're cutting the service short to get people out into the community, just try it. you might like it. And it's okay if it disturbs you a little bit. That's all right. You can have those feelings, but fight through them to see if God wants to do something in you, because we want to be about doing the Word of God, not just hearing it. And stopping the service is a shocking way to remind us that we're not simply supposed to hear the Word, but to do the Word. Do you understand what I'm saying? Okay, so you're about ready to get out. I've felt a little sneaky doing this because I've known for a long time that we're going to cut this service short, and I intentionally didn't tell you because I feared that if I told you last week that we're going to cut the service short today, many of you wouldn't even show up today. But I'm done being sneaky, and I'm just going to let you know that one Sunday a month for the rest of the summer, one Sunday a month, so we've got June, July, and August, we're going to do this again. I might tell you which Sunday each month that is, but consider yourselves duly informed that we're going to do this because we believe God wants us to get into the community as a body of believers, all right? Let me just tell you one story. So last week, we took a special offering just for the Kalamazoo Gospel Mission. We didn't take 10% for ourselves or no administration costs. Every dime that went into the bucket went to the Kalamazoo Gospel Mission. Last Sunday, when our deacons counted, they counted $16,000 that you people gave to the Gospel Mission. Since then, I know several checks have come in, so I'm thinking we're around $17,000 that we have given to the Gospel Mission, because you people get this verse intuitively to do what it says. You are helping others fulfill their God-given call to do ministry. So way to go, church. That is phenomenal. This is really cool. Let me just tell you a couple things about that. I got a call from Mike Brown. He's the executive director of the Gospel Mission, and he's got a really awesome voice. He's like, "Hey, Rob, I just want you to know, I was going to send this to you, but I didn't have your number." He said, because you've been in charge, the Lord has been in charge of this thing with others. And he goes, "I'm just so humbled and impressed at the River. And I can't believe that one church would do this for us." He goes, "In this day and age, churches raise money for themselves, but you raise money for us." And he was blown out of the water that one church would take an offering and just give it to him. This is phenomenal. I heard of some kiddos, youngsters, little ones, who heard of this call to give to the Kalamazoo Gospel Mission. And so a couple girls had a lemonade stand in their neighborhood. And every dime that they raised went into the bucket last week. There was a Girls on the Run team. You know, they ran Thursday. A Girls on the Run team promoted this thing, and they raised money for the Kalamazoo Gospel Mission. And there were several classrooms, because a student from the River went to their classroom and said, "Hey, we got to raise money for the Kalamazoo Gospel Mission." So the highlight for me maybe last week in the service was one youngster. He probably about this tall. I don't know how old he was, maybe 10. He had an envelope that was stacked with cash. He got it from his class. Ones and fives. And he was up here ripping, and he was, in the, you know, the opening to the bucket was really small. So he was up here for, felt like 3 hours trying to stuff all the money into there. And the line was long behind him because this guy was stuffing all the money in there, and it was phenomenal. This is what I'm talking about. When God's people do what the Word says and don't just listen to it, the world is a better place. And so, I love y'all, but I'm done looking at you. You guys got to go and get out there, especially, you know, if this is your place, we really need you to lead the charge. If you're feeling awkward and disappointed about the shortness of the service, it's next week we'll be back to longer service. You'll get that, and you'll be complaining that we go too long. That's okay, right? That's next week. Just give it a try.
Thanks for listening. For more information, check us out online at theriver.info.